Street and Lock Street. If you're going to Dundas and going to Dundas to shop, all city parking lots in that area will be free to use from December 1st to December 31st. I will be back for your sports and weather.
Heart disease is a killer that doesn't discriminate between old and young. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to in utero heart treatments, saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
Now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents pairing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
Ignite Radio Sports.
I'm Juno taking a look at sports. The Eagles beat the Bills 37-34. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 31-17. It looks like the Oilers beat the Ducks 8-3. The Cavaliers beat the Raptors by only three points, 105-102. Tonight at 7 p.m. the Lakers will be going up against the 74ers. Who do you think is going to win? Now taking a look at your Hamilton weather. It looks like it's
radio weather.
It looks like it's going to be a cold one today at 0 degrees Celsius, and it looks like it's we're going to have a 30% chance of light snow this afternoon. The weather may lower to -1 degrees. Tonight it will be -7 degrees, and it will be mainly cloudy, and also a 30% chance of light snow. Wind chills will be -9 degrees, and it looks like through the night it will get even colder. Tomorrow it looks like there will be heavy snow. The local amount to 4 centimeters, and outside the Ignite newsroom, it is currently 1 degree Celsius. I'm Juno, and that was your weather on Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work, home, the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car.
So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed too fast to feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Ignite Radio. I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam Little.
And you're listening to Midday Mix. Now, Sam, December 15th is the big day. Wonka's premiere.
Absolutely. I've seen the trailers for this for months, just before every single movie that you see. What are your thoughts on this one?
I think it looks really interesting, is how I'll put it. Timothée Chalamet's Wonka is not quite what I would have thought for the character. Looks really... I know you have quite a few opinions on it, Sam. So
just gonna throw me under the bus there, I guess. Yeah, I'm all due respect. I don't think it looks like something that I would be interested in. I also don't have a soft spot for the Wonka movies, like Willy Wonka, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, all that. I never watched them as a kid. So I don't really buy into like the whole nostalgia, I guess, of it. Timothée Chalamet, while he is a great actor, I can't say that he is enough to make me want to see this movie.
I just don't understand why, after, you know, Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka, then the, you know, later Johnny Depp Willy Wonka, why they're like, let's make a prequel origin story about Willy Wonka and how he made his factory.
Yeah, I don't know. We're treating him like he's like Spider-Man. Like, he needs an origin story. I think it's kind of fun to like have that mystery element to his character. Like, why is he so out there? Like, I feel like it's more fun as a fan to just kind of come to your own conclusion.
Yeah, I agree. It just feels like in this day of like everyone needs an origin story, everyone needs an everything. It's really just I don't much see the point, but the movie isn't quite out yet, so I'm holding my opinions until then.
Yeah, so am I. I know it's a great cast and a great crew, so it may surprise us both.
Yeah, well, if you check it out on December 15th, let us know what you thought. Midday Mix Live. I'm Cal with Sam here. You're listening to Midday Mix on Ignite Radio.
We constantly hear about well-known celebrities making a difference in the world. There's Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Bono, Oprah, and many more. You don't have to be famous to make a change. You can definitely start by helping kids in your community. The Rewards Foundation is a Canadian charity that wants to give children the best start in life by keeping them in school and smoke-free. By sponsoring a child, you can make a difference in their life. Motivate a child to graduate smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
You want hit music. You want hit music. Hit music. That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
Up, I know that I'ma die, reaching for a lot that I don't really need at all. Never listen to replies, learn the lesson from the wise. You should never take advice from somebody that ain't tried. Since I came out my mama, thinking God daddy never would. Prove him wrong every time till it's normal. Why worship legends when you know that you can't join? These demons don't like me, they don't like me. Likely they wanna fight me. Come on, try it out, try me. They put me down, but I never cried out. Why me? We're from the wise. Don't put worth inside somebody that ain't tried. They said I wouldn't make it out alive. Racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far. I'm start walking.
Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Are you getting tired of hanging around here? Is it bringing you down? We've been talking about how we get enough fear. If we got it down, all the city towers over us. We could be giants, bigger than the walls that hide us, breaking all the laws of silence, looking at a sea of diamonds. If we could be, we could be giants, oh. If we could be giants, oh. I don't wanna be the one you can.
we could be giants, bigger than the walls that hide us, breaking all the laws of science, looking at a sea of diamonds. If we could be, we could be giants, oh. If we could be giants, oh. If we could be, we could be giants. We'll be sitting at the highest. We could come up, no one ever would defy us. Top of the world, we'll be sitting at the highest.
Ignite Radio, I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam.
And you're listening to Midday Mix. If you're just joining us, we were just talking about the new movie coming out, December 15th, Wonka. And we have a lot to say about this. So, it's a prequel, origin story about Wonka. And it's like, with superheroes, we were talking about Spider-Man a little bit off of the mics. We were talking about this. Think about it. A Wonka sequel. Into the Wonkaverse, the three different Wonkas, Gene Wilder Wonka, Johnny Depp Wonka, and Timothy Chalamet Wonka, all come together in the only way that they can to stop the chocolate factory, I don't know, some sort of monster.
I don't know. I don't really know the Wonka lore here, but like to have them all come back for this movie, but then play it as if it's Spider-Man No Way Home. But we play it...
No Wonk Home.
But we play it as Willy Wonka. I think that we're onto something here. Like, we were talking in between breaks, us and the whole crew here. We were talking about it. And honestly, I think that this idea has legs. Like...
Big potential. Think about it. And all the different Oompa Loompas across the different versions.
I mean, yeah. And you could just get, like, a bunch of big-name celebrities to play these Oompa Loompas.
Exactly. I mean, Hugh Grant in the new Wonka movie. I think he's going to make a great Oompa Loompa.
Honestly, that is the standout bit in the trailer for me, is Hugh Grant as this CGI little Oompa Loompa. And it's just... Honestly, I think everything that any Wonka fan could hope for from this movie.
Exactly. This potential movie, all the Oompa Loompas come together, and the three Wonkas must team up and defeat them. If you have any contacts in Hollywood, please let us know. We need this movie to get made. I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam.
You're listening to Midday Mix on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, "I want to be an organ donor." We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Hello, I am Caleb Felix, and this is going to be your Entertainment Minute. This week in the entertainment era, we have Taylor Swift, who is going to be making her Eras Tour available for rent starting in December. So if you missed the live theater performance, you do not have to fret. We also have Netflix bidding in an intense auction to win the rights for Kim Kardashian's movie The Fifth Wheel, which will be now going on to Netflix. This weekend, during the box office, major successes came out for Napoleon and Hunger Games, but sadly, Disney did not get on that list with its new film, Wish. Tiffany Haddish was officially arrested for a DUI. That was your Entertainment Minute, and I'm Caleb Felix.
The world's best internet radio station for hit music now. Ignite Radio.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Can I see you? There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah, and I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet. Yeah. But I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. And days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah, better. I get my light right from the source. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my name, because I'm yours. I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right from me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been. Oh, don't be distracted.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
This might come off a little unromantic, but I guess that's how you see me. I'm sorry if I'm sounding too pathetic, but I'm tired of believing. If we jump, we might get hurt, so I'd rather not put in the work, and I'll bite my tongue until I bleed, cause you don't see the best in me. And you're making me sick to my stomach, yeah, I can't breathe. I'm trying to play it cool, but you're so focused on me. How do I get over this without good insights? Cause I am too hot to be one of the guys, and I'm sick of smiling when you talk about her. I feel
Ignite Radio. I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam.
And you're listening to Midday Mix. Now, Sam, have you got your Christmas shopping
done for the holidays?
I have, kind of, a little bit. I've started, but I can't say I'm done. How about you?
I have not even remotely started.
Fair enough. My favorite part about the holidays is just this frantic, like, anxiety all around it. Just who do I need to shop for? How many gifts do I got to get them? Just all that stuff, you know?
And you're worried about, like, price budgets. Like, is this too much to buy for this person? Is this not enough, you know?
Exactly. And, like, there's, like, this weird, like, I don't want to say competition, but, like, there's this weird, like, I don't want to spend more than them, but I don't want them to spend more than me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's almost like you want to just be like, hey, let's do this amount, but then you don't because that feels like, it feels weird, right?
Exactly. It's like this weird, like, unspoken rule that's also not a rule. It's just such a bizarre feeling to try and figure out what you want to buy this person, what you want as well, because you don't want someone to break the bank for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then not to mention, like, you know, I always, as I'm currently doing, put off my Christmas shopping, and then you go to the mall, and the parking is just crazy in the mall. It's so overwhelming.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, it's the worst to try and get a parking spot in the mall when it's Christmas season, especially because, you know, it sounds like we're kind of the same in which we put it off to the last possible minute. So you have...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you have everybody else that's put it off to the last possible minute in that parking lot.
Yeah, just a parking lot full of panickers.
A parking lot full of panickers and procrastinators.
Exactly. Well, hopefully you listening get your Christmas shopping done sooner than later, maybe online, which is always nice.
Yeah, and hopefully the shipping's good for you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam.
And you're listening to Midday Mix on Ignite Radio.
Hi, I'm Andy Garcia. Shriners Hospitals for Children is dedicated to helping kids do what they otherwise couldn't. That's why their one-of-a-kind healthcare system provides pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. Shriners Hospitals combine their world-class care with state-of-the-art research and teaching programs, all for one purpose, improving the lives of children. For more information, call 1-800-361-7256. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
Want a unique personal challenge? Try the Arthritis Society's Joints in Motion Training Team. You'll receive a personalized 20-week training program and expert instruction to help you run or walk in a world-class marathon. Joints in Motion supports arthritis research and education in Canada. For more information, call the Arthritis Society at 1-800-321-1433 or log on to arthritis.ca/jointsinmotion. Over 4 million Canadians have arthritis. Go the distance for at least one of them. You'll help millions in the long run.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
So much is happening on Wednesday the 29th that I have got a schedule ready for you. Start your day at Mohawk early because MSA has some breakfast in store for you, serving at 8:45 till supplies last. Right after, unwind with yoga at DBARC from 9:15 to 9:45 a.m. If you missed it last week, check your email. Because starting today and for the next 20 days, you can evaluate your courses and your teachers. So be sure to make your feedback count. And if you believe you were graded unfairly or the teachers were in any way biased, attend the Academic Appeals in-person workshop to review your grades from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And right after that, go to the Learning Center in the H Wing and attend the Test Prep Workshop from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. if you're stressed about exams. One more and very important thing, the registration dates for the winter timetable will be posted today, so keep an eye out for your emails. I'm Marisha, and that's What's Up Mohawk, only on Ignite Radio.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Jason Derulo, oh yeah. You shining brighter like Rihanna. Always beating up some common mush. Oh, girl, we notice your body the coldest. Everybody fall in love, fall in love. I'm a rolling stone, baby, come on. Tell me what you like every night. Girl, I know you got your own, but you could be mine. You bought that lifestyle. Everybody knows diamonds ain't got nothing on you. Oh, oh, we bought that life.
get your lipstick off my collar, love. You do that thing that keep me calling ya. She won't cry if I don't stay tonight, but I can't say goodbye, 'cause I'm a rolling stone. Baby, come on, tell me what you like every night. Girl, I know you got your own, but you could be mine. You bought that life.
Ignite Radio now.
Ignite Radio, I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam.
And you're listening to Midday Mix. Now, the new Hunger Games movie, The Hunger Games, A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, just came out. And I'm a big fan of the original series, but I haven't seen or really heard anything about this new movie. But Sam, I know you saw it, so tell me, what did you think?
I have seen it. Obviously, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I wasn't a massive fan, but I think it did its job in making me want to watch the original movies. Because I have now binged all four of those movies.
Incredible. I recently rewatched all of them not that long ago.
I'm not in preparation for this movie because I don't think I realized it was coming out. I really like the movies, to be honest.
Honestly, like, I've been saying this. These were, like, you know how, like, there's, like, prestige television and, like, prestige, like, movies? These are, like, the prestige, like, YA novel adaptations. Like, look at these casts. Like, you got Philip Seymour Hoffman, Woody Harrelson, Jennifer Lawrence. Like, I can't even name all of them. But, like, how did Hunger Games get all these people here and made just such great movies?
I don't know, but they're incredible films. I always come back to them. I read the books. I really like the books, but honestly, I think the movies are pretty excellent as well. They have their own, like, sort of problems mm-hmm. in comparison to the books, but, you know, movies and books are obviously different mediums.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be the same regardless, but...
Yeah, I mean, I've never read the books. I don't really read, if I'm being honest. But the movies were really good, and I just, like... I don't know, just something about them is just like, so, like, we don't have movies like that anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I do. I always worry when it's like, maybe that's nostalgia, but maybe it's just, I don't know.
Maybe it's just a good movie.
Maybe it's just a good movie. Well, for all the Hunger Game fans out there, make sure to see the new film if you haven't. I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam.
And you're listening to Midday Mix on Ignite Radio.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
The award-winning song at the 2016 BMI Awards, set in the 1950s based on the classical Hollywood era, has ranked in the top 10 among a ton of charts worldwide. It sold over 2 million copies within a year of its release, and one of the strongest songs in her catalog, and it's by none other than our cat lover, who is turning 34. In just 16 days, and her fans are excited. She started singing at the age of 11, and till date, she has won 12 Grammys, 14 VMAs, and has broken 101 Guinness World Records. That is a lot. Singer, songwriter, storyteller, and is now also into sports. She is a 10 on 10. That's right. Coming up is Taylor Swift, Wildest Dreams. I'm Varisha, and you're listening to Ignite Radio.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowd. I thought heaven can't help me now. And last forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. My one condition is, say you'll remember me. Standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. But this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when
cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
Friday night, let me take you out. Show downtown what it's all about. Something kind of like we used to do. Break out the heels, break out the dress. As beautiful as when we first met. I wonder why I fell so off you.
Gonna love you so right. Girl, let's do what shadows do in the night. Let's get lost in the sheets. Yeah, you know just what you're doing to me. Don't you know that I love waking up next to you. Waking up next to you. Spend my whole life in love. Waking up next to you. Waking up next to you. Waking up next to you.
Zone and your hair's a maze. It's out of you that I love the best. Ain't no other place I'd rather be. Kiss those lips and hold your hand. I wouldn't trade places with Superman. Yeah, I'm on top of the world when you're next to me.
Gonna love you so right. Girl, let's do what shadows do in the night. Let's get lost in the sheets. Yeah, you know just what you're doing. Don't you know that I love waking up next to you, waking up next to you. Spend my whole life in love, waking up next to you, waking up next to you, waking up next to you.
Ignite Radio, I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam.
And you're listening to Midday Mix. Now, typically for our last break, we have a quiz, and today's no different. I've prepared a little quiz here for Sam, and he and nobody in the studio knows anything about what I'm about to say.
I'm very nervous.
And Sam, it's November, it's getting cold, Christmas is coming up. It makes you really want to just curl up in a blanket, sit around a fire, and watch a Hallmark movie. So for you today, I have prepared three Hallmark movies. I'm going to read out a summary provided by Screen Rant here for all three movies, except one of them is not real. I made it up. And you have to tell me which one have I made up.
That's
now,
amazing, man.
If we can begin. This first film is called A Gingerbread Romance. This Hallmark film follows Taylor, an architect who moves from place to place frequently and is soon to receive a promotion that will force her to move once again. But when she meets a bakery owner and single dad, Adam, while searching for a partner to aid her in creating a life-size gingerbread house for an upcoming competition, she realized that planting your roots in one place isn't always so bad.
Okay.
The second one is called A Christmas Wedding Tale. In this Christmas special, a couple met in a weird way when their dogs met in a park and immediately made plans to wed.
Things are more complicated than that, however, as the children of both parents have objections to the unions on the grounds that they can't get along with each other as a family. Therefore, it's up to the telepathically communicating dogs to bring the prospective family together in time for the biggest event they may ever witness. This third film is called Once Upon a Town. This Hallmark special follows Christine, a no-nonsense lawyer from the big city. When her father slips on the ice, she's forced to come home for the Christmas to her Christmas-loving small town for Christmas to look after him, missing out on a big contract. But when she spends time back home, she meets Austin and realizes that Christmas and family might be more important than she thought. So, Sam, walk us through your thought process here a little bit.
Man, I don't know. That last one sounds legit. Like, I'll tell you that much. The telepathic dogs sounds too made up to be... What? To not be real. So, like, it may be real. And then the gingerbread man...
It's a life-size gingerbread house. Thank you very much.
My apologies. I honestly, I do not... I'm going to say that one's the fake one because...
Final answer, a gingerbread romance?
A gingerbread romance.
Unfortunately, you are incorrect. No. You are absolutely right. The telepathic dogs is insane. If I came up with that, it would be, like, crazy.
Yes.
A gingerbread romance is real. It is a bad film, but it is real. Once Upon a Town is the film that I made up. And I just tried to come up with the most generic possible Hallmark plot so that way I could trick you.
And you did. It worked. That's the one I thought was legit.
Well, listeners at home, if you got that right, please send us a DM, Midday Mix Live on Instagram. I'm Cal.
And I'm Sam.
You've been listening to Midday Mix on Ignite Radio.
It multiplies. It grows.
It is relentless. It has become more powerful. It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
If you know just 25 people, you likely know someone who carries the gene that causes cystic fibrosis. And when two carriers have a child, there's a 1 in 4 chance that child will have CF, spending life gasping for air and then dying young. Yes, there's a 1 in 25 chance you're a carrier, but it's an absolute certainty that your support can make a difference. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca to find out how you can help breathe life into the future.
Hamilton's best hit music station is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
wonderland in your eyes. Might need your company tonight. All it takes, falling in love with me, possibilities, I look like all you need, one kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me, possibilities, I look like all you need,
one. Yeah. One.
Ignite Radio.
Listen live on the TuneIn app
and online at igniteradio.ca.
I go dancing, same old bar we used to go. I tell all my friends, I pray to God that he don't show second chances. They all ended long ago, but I wear this makeup, gaze for makeup. And I tell myself I'll try to get you off my mind. So I go dancing. I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again. And I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. To get you off my mind. So I go dancing. I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again. And I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own.
Get enough hit music now?
IgniteRadio.ca.
I can feel your eyes on me. I could win awards for pretending. Ask me how I've been and I'll hold my tongue. Yeah, everything is spinning now. Movie scene got me frozen, trying to leave, and I can't breathe. You remind me of the old me, got me feeling things I don't like, feeling sorry. Tell me reasons why you didn't love me. And bring me out, then I'm lonely. I don't want that messed up old me to own me, but you just keep bringing me back, yeah. Takes me back in time. Peace.
pieces of me thought I left behind. History I'm trying to outrun. Now all the walls are closing in at 3, 2, 1. It's like a flashback memory, like a split screen movie scene. Got me frozen, trying to leave, and I can't.